Hi, I'm Ashley, and you are listening and watching Confidence in Coffee. What if I was to tell you that you can find confidence despite any of your circumstances, good or bad? I'm going to help you navigate the waters of womanhood, whatever season that is in, whether it's marriage, singleness, or you're drowning in children. I'm going to help you find confidence and hope through Christ. I'm going to leave you with plenty of encouragement and practical tips to overcome those limiting beliefs so you can live a life well. Plus, you know we're going to find a few laughs along the way. So grab your favorite cup of coffee and join me as we chat confidence and coffee. How's your day going? I hope great, not gloomy, not loud, not insane. If it is, that's okay. We all have those days, all right? Do you have your coffee? I have mine. Sometimes I go to Starbucks. If I had a choice between Dunkin' and Starbucks, Starbucks wins every time. I think Dunkin's a little bit too sweet, but everybody has a preference. Why are we here today? We are here because we are going to be talking about a topic that seems to be overlooked a little bit. But before we dive into that, I wanted to talk to you guys about confidence and how much it means to me that you have it. Picture it for a second, right? You literally stop caring what anyone thinks of you. What would that mean, right? I remember the decision I had to come to. Was it the approval of God that mattered the most or of man? I couldn't have both. And chasing after both was exhausting, isolating, and I almost gave up. But then God, everybody say, but God. God. All right. Listen, before we dive into this topic, I also wanted to remind you guys that I have created something even more so that is amazing and allows me to truly connect with my community and help them specifically with confidence in their life. If that's something that you really desire and you know you have the revelation that, hey, I need this to go to the next level in my calling for God, then you want to join the inner circle of the Confidence Club. That's what we call it. I call it the Inner Circle. And it is an 8-week to 6-month program where we dive deep into the areas specifically for your life to be confident. It's not just as bold, I'm confident. We really need to dive into things like boundaries, relationships, finances, all the things to make sure that you really are living this thing out with God's will, because we all can come to the truth that God has a will on our life, that God has a purpose on our life, that we weren't here on accident. So what is that exactly? And how do we glorify him in every specific area of our life? If that sounds like, yes, I need that, Ashley. Plus there are some retreats. Oh yeah. Where I'm at, we are going to celebrate you. We are going to have so much fun. We're going to hike. We're going to worship. We're going to learn more about what it means for you and the calling that God has on your life during those retreats. So this, if this is something that you don't want to miss and you want more information about, you need to be there. So let's dive in today, okay? What do you say? Everybody take a deep breath. But before we do, we're going to subscribe right down here. Hit the subscribe button right over here, okay? And then leave a rating or review in the name of Jesus, okay? Because that helps me. It takes you 2 seconds to do something super impactful that'll help another woman with her journey to confidence, with her journey of saying, hey, I'm not alone in my struggles. You mean that I can strive and still struggle? That's what identity is. So let's go ahead and do that at the end of the show if it really impacted you. Do it right now. Or if you've listened for quite some time and you are my friend to the end, then it's due time, don't you think, to go ahead and do that? I think so. All right. So listen, today, with that being said, it's going to take you some confidence to leave those ratings and reviews. So let's talk about that. I want to talk to you guys about the relationship between your confidence and Christ. Okay. What does that mean? I want to explore how our faith can influence our self-confidence and how we can cultivate a healthy sense of confidence in Christ. Swallow that for a second. So the first thing that we need to do in talking about what is my relationship with confidence and Christ, are those two same entities? Well, the Bible tells us so. The Bible tells us that we are to approach the throne of God with confidence, knowing that he is for us, the plans he has for us. Faith is really about being confident in who Christ is and what he has for us. And so we need to really understand what confidence is, okay? Understanding confidence is understanding that confidence is the belief in oneself and one's abilities. It's the feeling of assurance that we can achieve our goals and overcome obstacles. However, many of us, including myself, have struggled with self-doubt and feelings of inadequacy, which can hold us back from pursuing our dreams and living life to the fullest. How many of us have been there? Me, I've been there. And let me tell you something. You can't do this on your own. You can't. You can't rely on your own strengths. You can't even rely on your own goals. We have to align ourselves with the strength of God, knowing that we are imperfect. We are actually just yucky because of sin. When we accept the yuckiness about ourselves and how weak we are, swallow this one, and how we actually don't have a plan or purpose for our own lives. If we take Christ out of the equation, then actually we're supposed to go to hell, if I can be boldly to say. But when we invite Christ into our lives, we align our plans with His. We align our worth with what He says about us. We align the promises He has on our lives with the promises that He has planned for us. That's confidence and Christ in Christ. You guys see where I'm going with this? Okay. Now, because we have all struggled with that, it can hold us back. I have been witness to this. I have struggled with this for a really long time. Self-doubt can be a thorn in my side even to this day. Let's be real. And here's the thing. It can stop us not just in our lives like from reaching our full potential, but from pursuing our dreams in general or living to the fullest of Jesus. And that's why we need the influence of our faith, okay? Our faith can have a profound impact on our self-confidence. As Christians, we believe that we are fearfully and wonderfully made. In God's image, Psalms 139:14 says this. We are also reminded that God has a plan for our lives, Jeremiah 29:11, and that we can do all things through Christ who gives us strength, Philippians 4:13. It's all in the Bible. Our faith equals confidence. You guys have probably heard the word, and it can be a bit cliche, let's be honest. Faith over fear. But there's so much truth to that. That's why it's repeated. How many of us know that when Jesus repeats something in the Bible, it must be important? Which brings me to the third part of this conversation, understanding that we need to cultivate our confidence in Christ. What is confidence? Aligning it with our faith, and then cultivating confidence in Christ. How do we cultivate a healthy sense of confidence in Christ? Well, here are some practical tips. And if you know me, you know I'm about the practical, okay? All right. I will take a sip of my coffee. Focus on God's word. Spend time in prayer and reading the Bible. Okay. Listen, I have fallen short of picking up my phone over my Bible, and I will pay for it. I know I will. I start to feel anxious. I start to feel overwhelmed. I start to feel condemned, insecure when I'm not actively in my word, because our word is a two-edged sword. We have to put on the belt of truth, the armor of salvation. We have to put on the breastplate of righteousness. We have to wear what Ephesians 6, and we have to be aware because we are always in warfare as we live in this world. The victory is won, but that doesn't mean that the battle is still not going on. And the battle will break you if we are not shielded up in God's word. Okay, so getting in the word every day, spending time in prayer, and this will help you understand who God is and who you are in Christ. You want to know who you are? Read your word. I just read some of it, okay? You are wonderfully made. You are created in God's image. And He didn't say that about anything else in the world except for you. And number two, embracing your identity in Christ, embracing who you are. As believers, our identity is rooted in Christ. We are chosen, loved, and accepted by God. When we understand this, we can walk in confidence knowing that we are secure in Him. Surround yourself with encouragers. Bring around people who build you up and encourage you. And this is important. Do not neglect the fellowship with other believers. It's helpful to have people in your life who remind you of your strength and encourage you to pursue your goals, the goals that God set out for you. Step out of your comfort zone. Get comfortable getting uncomfortable. Stepping out of your comfort zone and taking risk can help build confidence. Right? I have a famous quote that I like to tell people, and it's this: don't wait to take action to be confident. Take action to be confident. It doesn't take confidence to take action. It takes action to be confident. Okay? When we take a leap of faith, we get out of our comfort zone, we're reminded that God is with us and that He is faithful. Which brings me to this conclusion, as we've discussed before. Our faith can have a profound impact on our self-confidence. When we understand our identity in Christ and embrace His plan for our lives, we can walk in confidence knowing that we are secure in Him. So let's continue to cultivate a healthy sense of confidence in Christ, to live to the fullest in our faith, and know that He is in control of our lives. I know that seems easier said than done, but it takes time. And it's a daily decision, because some days you won't feel confident. And some days you're going to wake up and you're going to be like, this is a crappy day and I don't want to chase after my goals. But I'm here to tell you not to give up. These four practical ways: focusing on God's word, surrounding yourself with encouragers, embracing your identity in Christ and stepping out of your comfort zone. These things cultivate that confidence. Okay. And I'm not the kind of person, coach, friend, sister, that's going to tell you that the enemy will stop fighting you, that your insecurities won't rise up again. They will, and he will continue to fight you relentlessly, because you, as you grow, the more of a threat you become. And so he will come after you, and he will continue to come after you, but we have to get in the ring. That's what it's like fighting with God. He is our coach. And I'll tell you what, the winners and the champions that are in that ring, they have black eyes. They have bloody noses. They don't come out flawless, clean, like nothing touched them. No, they come out with bruises and scars. But they won the battle. I want you to win the battle over your mind, over your body, over the enemy, and over the world, by choosing these things, these four things that will help you to remain in Christ, which cultivates your confidence. Because when we do have bad days and we get knocked out when we're in the ring, whatever you want to call it, there's something within us now that's going to help us rise back up again. Because we will have days where we want to give up. But inside, deep down, we know that giving up isn't an option, and we have to get back up. It's not about ever falling down. It's not about being on top of the world. It's about being the same way that you are on the mountain, in the valley. In the mountain and in the valley. That's confidence. Thank you for listening to Confidence and Coffee. Thank you for listening to me. This episode is short, but I want to keep them short because you have a busy day. I have a busy day. And do know that coming at the end of May, we are taking a break. That's right. Summer break. You guys know how it is. And then we will be back in August and September to continue on with this podcast. But get by the sun, take these tools, enjoy them, and possibly join the inner circle, because that's just going to keep going on. My community is alive and well, and I hope to see you there. Love you guys and have a great day. Don't forget, rating and review, subscribe, and share with a friend. and walk in confidence because God's got you, okay? Did you enjoy that? I'd love to see you over at ashleyhenriot.com, where you can subscribe to this podcast and channel on YouTube, iTunes, Spotify, or wherever you listen. And while you're at it, I'd love to see the value that you found in Confidence and Coffee. So drop the ratings, the reviews, in the comments. Plus, subscribe to this channel and tell a friend too. I'd love to see you over on TikTok or Instagram, where I keep it real in the reels, okay? Make sure you tune in next time on Confidence and Coffee.